You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Okay, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Yeah, heard the check 1, 2 loud and clear. I think it's still too loud. I've got to fix my levels up here. Come on in and let's see how we're going. Yeah, I'm still way too loud. There you are.
Fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Rollo went, the lamb was sure to go. Do you hear me? The green lad's going on enough, Rollo. Oh no!
No! I'm just testing the audio levels here.
You sound fantastic to me, Rollo. Sound great this end. I don't know how I sound. I'm not actually green. I'm yellow.
No. I'm still peaking. I'm still peaking. I'll just turn my mic down half.
You're not peaking for me.
Here we go. We'll do it. Just go. Go quiet. Go quiet for a second.
Testing.
There we go.
Ah, the silence got it. Now, can you hear me? Shall I do a bit of testing?
Yeah. I'm listening to you on the other end. You sound pretty good to me.
It seems.
No, this is going to bore the shit out of anyone who's listening to this.
Well, just doing a bit of technicals. I'm here, technicals.
Yeah. That's fine.
So far, Rollo, it's the best bit because I'm going to have completely different acoustics. I really don't know what to do. I'm out in the country. It's as quiet as a grave because I live in the city, you know. And it's as quiet as a grave, and even my breathing is driving me mad. So, I don't know whether I'm going to be I have to shout where I live. I mean, everybody has to shout where I live. But I'm out in the country, and, like, my voice is carrying down the valley, and people can hear me miles away. But, yeah, well, anyway,
Tweak your mic down just a tiny little bit if you can. Do you know how to do it?
In my voice settings, yeah, I'm going to do it now.
Just a tiny little bit.
Okay, what I would say is that I'm actually using a microphone. I'm not using a separate microphone. I'm using a laptop microphone, so that's going to be. Turn it down a bit. A bit better?
Yeah. Keep going. Better. Just count to 20 for me.
I've forgotten how to do
just
that.
We'll count from 20 down to 1.
16, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
I'm still peaking.
Yeah, that's right down now for me, that is. And I've got a button that says automatically determine input sensitivity. Now, that's green all the while. Stop being green then. It's gone back up to 30 now. Shall I knock that automatically determine input sensitivity off?
Just be quiet for a sec.
Certainly will.
I'm trying to listen to it come through in the other room.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
No, you're fine.
And to celebrate your return, Rollo, when we get over these technicals.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how to use this Discord. This might be the best we can get. So anyway, what do we want to talk about? Let me turn you down in the other room, otherwise I can't listen to me and you listen. 20-second delay. Give me a second. Back in a sec.
That for the advertisers. So I'll advertise a Pinot Noir Rosé, especially for Anzac's Day, New Zealand, from the remote regions of Marlborough, wherever that is, and it's an exquisite collection, according to the head winemaker, whose name seems to be Liam McKennahy. So I'm looking forward to drinking that. Oh, hang on, it's dry and sweet. Might not fancy this. But, well, I don't know where you've gone now, Rolo. I hope you're not smashing out a line or two, or you've just gone to the bathroom. I've got a few things to catch up with. Oh, red, big green light's gone off now, Rolo. I think we need a butt in the room to make sure everything works properly. There's a few familiar faces down here now.
You're a funny bugger. You know what? You knew exactly where I'd gone. I'd gone to the fridge to refill my cup.
Nice of you, back, Rolo.
Yep, oh, you betcha.
Well, you know, I can't get carried away yet.
So here we are. Here we are on fakeologist.com on the Tuesday, the 25th of April, 2017. Here I am with Typo Error. You're here on Radio Rolo 31, maybe. Who knows where this could go? 5. I've been given a time limit tonight, so I've only got 2 hours.
2 hours.
It's Anzac Day. Now, anyone who knows anything that I am a massive conscientious objector, and I find war abhorrent, and Anzac Day is all about celebrating. I don't know what the difference between what's the difference between the word celebrate and commemorate?
Commemorating and celebrating. Yes, I see what you mean. I suppose one is just remembering, isn't it? You know, it's a remembrance. Yeah. And I'm the same as you. I'm a country, but you know, the lads that died, you know, we can't hold it against them. We can't hold it against them, and perhaps some freedoms do exist because they gave their lives up. So, no, I'm all for that. One of the things that I get a bit concerned about is that, you know, when they've all gone and we'll only have the grainy footage left, and let's face it, we can all Photoshop that and we can hoax it. These celebrations or these commemorations will become celebrations of war, you know. There'll be a completely different feel to it, tone to it, you know, when people can't remember.
Well, let's hope in our lifetime, Typo, let's hope in our lifetime, anything that we said and say how disgusting and despicable those at the top, you know, the generals that sit on the top of the hill and drink, you know, sparkling wine and sort of watch the war go along and watch the poor, bloody poor people, you know, the people that don't, you know, the people like Donald Trump, or the people like George W. Bush, or, you know, those scumbags, or Tony Blair, or John Howard, that don't send their own sons off to go and fight. What? For what? What are they fighting for?
What are we fighting
for?
This
is the world we live in.
I don't give a damn. Yeah. Coaching.
Well, it still pisses me off. And when I was talking to Ab the other night, look, I'm still angry now, and Ab was trying to say, what's the difference between EGI, which is elite gender inversion, and the 9/11 scam, which is the difference is, you know what it is? You know what the difference is?
Go on,
when the 9/11 scam or the 9/11 bullshit or hoodwink, when they hoodwinked us, the big bloody thing that happened to the West is every time I got on an airport, I get fucking hassled. Every time I go into a soccer stadium or a football stadium, I get hassled. I get looked at as if I'm a fucking terrorist. And whereas terrorism is a complete and utter sham.
The people are the enemy.
To the elite, to the above. Yeah, that are making this bullshit up.
But they don't actually put us in that machine anymore. They don't actually crush us thousands a day in a big machine just churning them up and blowing them to bits. They don't do that as much, you know. In a way, we've got to be a little bit grateful for these psyops, because, you know, if they're just playing games where we don't actually see any fallout from these, we don't see any of their collateral damage. You know, we might see the odd guy walking down the street with a leg off, but he could have lost that because of, you know, medical reasons. You know, we don't know, do we?
I
noticed the other week, somebody told me the other week that the hospital has a hospital in Birmingham, Queen Elizabeth Hospital, has more than its fair share of lads in uniform rolling around in wheelchairs and you know, almost populating the hospital just to remind that people that, you know, they also serve, you know. You know, it's just an observation that somebody made. I said, well, had there been a battle or, you know, is it a particularly hotbed round here for people getting blown up or something? Nobody seemed to have an answer, you know. He just said there were a lot of soldiers, you know, kind of boy soldiers, I suppose is what the term that he used. And they were lurking around the hospital, you know, keeping everybody's chipper up and keeping them happy. So perhaps they just rent them out to hospitals during peacetime now, I don't know. But that would be a bit contentious, wouldn't it, when it comes to war. But as I said, the commemoration thing...
Look, typo, I'm sorry if I get
angry. Yeah, we're straight up. I wanted to have a little party, Rolo. You're back. I thought we could have a few tunes and a little bit of catch-up.
Sure. Can I play... when you Margaret Thatcher...
Oh, what did I say about her? Was that treasonous?
I don't know. I wanted to play it. I want to play that song again. Can I play it one more time?
Well, I don't know, Rolo. Yeah, here we go. Look, nothing's happened. As far as I'm concerned, you're back. You're safe and sound. You're on the planet. You're still pissed at 9/11. You can do what you like, Rolo. Of course you can, mate. Do what you like. I'm going to open this. Soon as it hangs that day.
Maggie, you fucking cunt. It's so good to have Typo back. And look, Typo's from England, and he doesn't mind the C-bomb.
So certainly don't.
With that word.
Certainly don't.
Let's explain that. Let's explain that song to the people across the pond. Margaret Thatcher was...
First of all, let me explain to my Auntie Margaret, if she's listening. It's not about you, Margaret. It's an happy anniversary. It was the 60th the other week, my Auntie Margaret.
Well, Margaret Thatcher is, well, I won't say, well, she's She's probably in hell. I don't know. I don't know if there's a heaven or hell. She wasn't a good person, and she was a reason that we emigrated here to Australia.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah. My parents hated it.
No, man couldn't have it. Because he was in the steel industry, wasn't he? And she kind of... Or something.
A lot of the jobs, the middle class or whatever, it got written out. So basically, the ruling. Hey, I'll tell you something about Margaret Thatcher. Put Jimmy Savile up for a knighthood 4 times, knowing full well that he's a fucking pedo.
She actually
nominated him 4 times, and the 4th time he got his knighthood, and now they can't take his knighthood away. So people like beautiful people that I would say who was the guy that wrote those wonderful Sherlock Holmes books? Arthur Conan Doyle.
Conan Doyle, a well-known show.
Yeah. So he's in the same club. He's in the same club as Jimmy Savile. So even if you think Paul McCartney, he was knighted. Even if you think he was replaced in the 60s, which I do think he was, because his height changed.
Yes, yeah.
He is in the same club, pedo.
Anybody ever suggested that they switch Jimmy Savile halfway through? Hence the night.
I wish they switched his mindset that he wasn't preying on young.
Well, I wasn't there, so what? My old man never liked him. Knew there was something wrong with him, and that was the day his nightclub days, I suppose. You know, big on roller.
I don't mean to get too heavy about this on fathers.com, but
certainly not yet.
I do find kitty fiddling is the worst of the worst on this planet. What you could do.
There's something wrong with them that do it. That's all I could ever work out. You know, there's something wrong with people that do it, but there we are. Does occur. Some people say it's a mental illness. Some people say it's, you know, some people are saying it's evil. How do you work it out? I don't know. Luckily, I've never come across it. But there again, you wouldn't know.
Let's talk about some lighter subjects.
I'll tell you what fascinated me. You said it's Anzac Day over there. And I'm sure there'd be some kind of, as you say, commemoration or celebration. And what form did it used to take? Anzac Day. I mean, you know, but there again, you've been there since like the 70s.
We had 4 F-18 Hornets buzz us today.
Oh, that's naughty. That's naughty.
You know those planes that can they can go from Newcastle to Sydney in like 15 minutes. Like,
yeah.
If you get on a normal plane, it takes you an hour to get there. You can get there in like 15 minutes or less. Across the top of our house today. Yeah.
For Anzac Day, they come and buzz everybody down.
For the people across the pond, Anzac means Australian and New Zealand War.
And that it was originally to commemorate the Gallipoli, wasn't it?
Gallipoli.
Died in Gallipoli, which was
that was a fuck up. That was an English. English fuck up.
Absolutely evil. But
the Turks are just sitting on the top of the hill, picking us off.
Yeah. That's
war for you.
You can't.
And that's English. That's the English using the Australians as goddamn cannon fodder.
Cannon fodder, exactly. Yeah, like the Americans supposedly did to the black soldiers. You know, sending the blacks first. Type thing. Oh yeah, evil, and the mindset of the people. You know, it's hailing here now. Isn't that lovely? Look at that hail.
Are you getting hail today?
Yeah. Well, I have a house in the town, and I have a house in the country. And I'm in the country this week. So I'm looking out over an unspoilt vista. I could probably even upload a YouTube-y type thing. An unspoilt vista. I might even go down into the town a bit later and check out some of these fossils, these trilobites and fossils that the edge of the river down in Ludlow's known for. It's part of geographical, what they call it? I'm getting carried away. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, a geological category. In the Silurian period, you've got Ludlow. And because JLB is doing the dinosaur thing, I thought, well, I might as well have a little look into trilobites because they've raised some money off the European, I don't know, lottery fund or something. And they've done some plaster casts of some famous trilobites or fossils that were found along this edge of the river. And it's become a bit of a walk and paved paradise and put up some phony plaster casts.
You sound like you're singing a song. Put up a parking lot.
We were, yeah, I was quoting it directly. Well, this, I'll tell you what. I can thank all the New Zealanders. You've not spoken to Just Saying Do for a while, have you? I've not heard from him. But I'm drinking this. I wasn't going to have one today because I got absolutely smashed on Sunday. I came over and, mixed in my drinks. I was drinking all the cider under the sun, all the local bitter I could get down my neck. And I felt like, well, you know what you feel like. When you feel like that. And I felt like that all day yesterday. So you are my ray of sunshine, to quote Ab today, Rolla. And I'm glad you're keeping well. You said that you had a friend who died recently.
I'm still testing this.
Yeah, feel free.
I'm to be working right. Okay. I'm trying to... you've been watching Delquar and Sheen go back and forth on YouTube?
I haven't, no. I listened to a lock-in that they had. You know, nice to hear from them because you get used to listening to people, don't you? And I listened to a lock-in they had, but I haven't noticed any other follow-ups. See, I don't actually subscribe on YouTube because I haven't got the bandwidth, really, you know. I've got the bandwidth, but it's a bit of an expense. I can't stream willy-nilly. So I don't actually subscribe because when I subscribe, I just get inundated with all kinds of stuff. Well, you know how it works, don't you, Rona?
It seems to be working well tonight. Let's try the tune. Give me another tune that you.
Are we going to have a theme? Well, hold on, Rona. Don't they? On Anzac Day, don't they play the? It's a bit too early to play the Last Post, isn't it?
Let's play it now.
Have they got a jazz version of it? Now we are. This is better. Are you there still? Can't work it. Really. Play for Anzac's Day. Let's have a thing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Revolution. I gotta get up. I gotta get up. I gotta get up this morning.
Okay. So can you see me typing in here? Can you see?
No, I'm not at the minute. I haven't really got the Discord. I need another monitor. Which one, me and Rolla? Right, live chat stream.
There you go.
Can you see me typing?
I just want to do all the what do you call it? Filling around and trying to make. So if I do.
Yeah, because it's. I tell you what.
Talk to someone more important than you.
Yeah, of course, mate. Yeah.
Right. I'm ready to go again.
Well, you can. One thing that I've thought's pretty good about this is the links kind of stand out. Everybody's got their own kind of colour, you know, avatars or whatever, and the links stand out a little bit better. So I think it's easier to collate the links. So if it were a show, as it were, you can collate the links in the showroom, and then. Well, you know, that's the idea that I'm getting from Ab, getting from the boss that he'd like to use it for in that kind of way, which makes perfect sense, really, doesn't it, you know?
Calling him the boss is exactly, and that's respect. And I have the greatest respect for Ab too, exactly the same as you.
Yeah, I'm not brown nosing him, but you have to delegate, don't you? That guy's the boss as far as I'm concerned, you know.
He's done all the hard work to set all this up.
There you go, that's it, you know. And I think it's
you don't shit on his doorstep.
I come here every day, you know, I check in. Not just because it's that kind of, what was it, Frank the Salt guy. I hope he's all right as well, as you well know.
Forever.
Especially on Anzac's Day. I wonder if he can still run the 100 metres in 15 seconds. Pretty impressive for a fella his age, isn't it?
I don't mind Frank. He's all right. He's a bit prickly, as like we were saying, Cam's a bit prickly, and our old mate JLB is a little bit prickly. Did you hear me talking to Hoy the other day? He's the perfect gentleman.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that. You know, we've said it before. I mean, there's not really any entertainment in talking about these things. But I find it, if somebody looks at it in a similar way to me and they go, that is bollocks. I mean, that's your opening statement there. You're a conscientious objector and you think all those shitheads that send people to the war should have to go to war themselves. Right. Well, that's pretty black and white for me. That'll do me, Rollo. I tend to agree. I broadly agree with you. But then, you know, we do look at it. It's not as black and white as that. It's never as simple as that. And when people stand for the bullshit and they stood up and they took the Queen's shilling or the King's shilling and they thought they were doing it right and people at home were looking down their noses at them and they didn't join up, even, you know, at the back of their head, they might not have even been cowards about it, you know. They're just thinking, no, I'm not doing it. So you can't actually not commemorate the people that did do it. You know, are the commemorations on the losing sides of these wars? I don't know. What do? They can't march around with a band and as you say, show off their medals and salute a few more flags and, you know, they can't do that because they were on the losing side. So how do they celebrate, you know, bad days? How do the Japanese do stuff like that? They must have a way of doing it.
Taipei, yeah. Give me a few moments.
All right.
Look, and yeah. I'll show you exactly how respectful I am. I am quite respectful for what you were saying just then.
That's what I'm saying in a way.
I can still be respectful that died for no goddamn reason.
Yep. There we go. I thought I'd sound a bit livelier than that in a minute, Roland.
I'll fire up.
Should have saved that till last. The last post on the first Radio Rollo in the 30s. You're in your 30s there, Roland.
I think it could be 31. Ab might not even put any of this to air. Who knows?
We don't mind, do we? At least we're having a chat.
It doesn't bother me. I've sent a few audios over to Ab. certainly one with me and Ali John Laws. Keep saying 1-888. I know it's 1-300-564-652. Call now 1-300-564-652. Ab always keeps going 1-888-666 or whatever.
Who was the handmaiden anyway? Who's the poetry handmaiden? I can't recall the thing, but the guy who wins the prize was picked by somebody else. Is that, am I getting the right call? Brings out your poem.
Yeah, that's right.
You just get a special mention.
You're trying to get me to think about years ago. Remember, roses are red, violets are blue, you shit me to tears, I'm going down the pub. I won that award, or I won the, what was it called? The, it was a memorable,
Surrealist poetry competition.
And you loved it because it didn't rhyme.
It didn't rhyme. It didn't make any sense at all. Yeah. Can you hear that, Rana? It's another glass of that stuff I said I'd never ever drink again. Oh,
dear. What are you drinking?
Well, you point it out. Have you? Sorry.
Have you got any new music for us? Have you got any new sort of mixes that you've been?
Well, I've got a new machine at the minute, haven't I? And enough. Are you there now? Right. And doesn't seem like you are. That's the only thing. I have to keep.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
2, 1. And no, I haven't. But I've got a new machine, so I had a little mess about with video. You know, I mean, there's more important things I could be doing, but, you know, I'm hooked on the technology now. I'd have loved it when I was a kid, you know. I mean, I remember having a Super 8 projector and had a little, you know, a handheld Kodak-y thing. It was the old man's, it weren't really mine. And had some, what were they called? Splicers, you know. You used to put two pieces of film together and splice it.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love doing that for some reason. I don't know whatever happened to them, but I used to love doing that. I made my cat Tinkle look very, very scary the once by some really advanced shooting for a 9-year-old anyway. Me and all this stuff, and then for 20 years, I didn't even look at it yet. I wasn't living in a yurt, but I weren't far off of it. And
you should upload all that stuff to YouTube. And
yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about the cloud, really. I'm not that sure about everything just remaining there forever. I'm not 100% sure about it, but little bits, yeah. I mean, that Facebook must be a bit of a mill round some people's necks at the moment, mustn't it? You know, I mean, is there such a thing as Facebook suicide? Is it possible to commit it? You know?
I don't think you. One of the things when you were just talking about thing then, reminds me of Israel in the 70s, and I'm sure you know it, it's the Goodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, find Tim Brewer and Bill Oddie called Jim Franklin.
Okay, no.
Jim Franklin was. Franklin was the guy that everything that wasn't in studio was on film.
Okay.
He was the man. Like, he was the producer. He was the guy that sat there for, like, a week and sing, and toffee in their mouths, and them sing.
Right.
And it was thankless. Well, it's not a thankless task. He did it as a labor of love.
He was the fourth.
Who remembers Jim Franklin?
Yeah,
like the guy behind the scenes. Yeah, nobody does. Yeah. And who remembers Philip Hinchcliffe? Philip Hinchcliffe, who was the guy behind Doctor Who. I'm not talking about new Doctor Who. New Doctor Who.
Oh, Rolo.
The new one. I watched the new one the other night.
Oh, you've seen it then? Because my mate Jimmy came in the one day. And sorry, mate, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. But he came in the one day, and it was the day after you got back, if you see what I mean. It was on the Thursday. And I don't think he'd put Radio Rolo 30 up by then, but you'd been back. And Jimmy came in, and because a couple of days earlier, Ab had let me and Phil, have a chat on the line for whatever reason, for a bit of a thrill, as I said to Ab. my mate Jimmy came round, and he said, I didn't record, but I said, would you mind, because Rolo's back. I was going to record it myself and then kind of upload it to you. And he's gone, no, because I've got to go, because Doctor Who's on. And it was the first. He's a big Doctor Who fan, but I've never watched it. And he came out with a good line. He's gone, oh, and he's got his first gay assistant so far. And, yeah, it's all new to me. Go on, then. You have, you're sounding disappointed. You're sounding disappointed already. Sorry.
She's called a companion, and yeah, she's black, and she wasn't even paying for tuition. So what do you, look, I've got a real problems with Moffat, the guy that writes it. I'm only hoping that the new guy that takes over next year, Vidmead.
No, I don't.
Does a better job. Look, the guy, the producer's the best thing about it.
I don't know how the hierarchy works in any of these things, really. I just imagine their names. I don't see enough of a body of work to say, oh, that's their output. And but, you know.
I think this is fakeologist subject.
But it is. Doctor Who isn't real, Rolo. I can, honestly. You know.
It's not real. I think I played that when I was away. It's not real. I think that's one of his favourite things. Where, it's not real!
Kind of sums it up. But go on anyway.
I need to go and refill my cup. Give me a song, Tyler.
Hold on, Rolo. We are not going anywhere. Now, I just mentioned Doctor Who's, you call her a companion here. Now, I'm not
sure. I've got Johnny and the Hurricanes.
Johnny and the Hurricanes, the Last Post Rockies. I'll mute. It's UGI after the break. Stay tuned. Doctor? Doctor Eat? They're going to call Doctor Who Doctor Eat one of these days, aren't they?
FakeOz.com. Johnny and the Hurricanes. Thank you, Tybo. Psychologist.com, Revile Rock, Johnny and the Hurricanes. Thank you, Typo. I mean, you're an absolute legend. When it comes to music and different type of music.
Oh, nothing much changes.
We must thank these Discord people who have made this to us.
Well, you're exhibiting to its finest potentials at the moment, it sounds. too many tabs opening on. I'll turn that down. Sorry. Rambo. Yeah.
Look, I'm listening to it in the other room, and it seemed, we all seem.
Oh, that's a little bit too paranormal for Fakeology, that is. Two places at once? How can you do that?
Whereabouts in the north of England are you? I'm here on the east coast of Australia in Newcastle, and where are you? And
I'm in the Midlands, 52 degrees north. That's about it. In the Midlands.
It's as far as, if we're on a globe Earth, we're as opposite as can be.
Yeah, you'd be. What are you then, that long, whatever it is, you know, the coordinates?
Well, I don't want to work it out that way.
It's close enough. Everybody does now, don't they? With Google Earth and that. They all go, that's where I am. We're not too, but I don't know, do I? How would it be? I think if I just kept walking, I'm looking out of here now. Now, I know we got listeners in the Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand, wasn't it? You know, breathtaking. But I'm looking at a view that's as breathtaking as anything that anybody's ever imagined, CGI'd or anything. And I got a feeling if I were young and stupid and didn't have any maps, I think I could keep walking as far as I needed to. But
been down here and to
turn left, yeah. Over that hill, keep going and to get there eventually.
Over there? Did you ever get over New Zealand?
There'd be dragons. No.
There is, it's beautiful.
You're kind of fading in and out there, Rolo. Do you need to go to the fridge?
Wife, how many times have we been to New Zealand now? Oh, nice, and you've been?
Hi, Christy.
Down here, you should, yeah.
I heard very little of that, Rolo. We must have. And there we were, talking about Globers, and all of a sudden our connections went down. I'm on the wrong side of an hill, really. Although, quite interesting, I can, it's not that interesting, but I can show you more or less exactly where I'm. So, GCHQ, Langley, you pesky Russians, this is where typo error is at the current moment, and I'll put it in the chat room, because there's a big fuck-off listening station on the hill up from us, been there since, possibly the 1960s, and I'll send you a link. If you're interested, I'll send you a picture of it.
I'll try and play a bit of this until and see if we get typo back.
Hey, I got a lot of faith in you. I'll stick with you, kid. That's the bottom line. Hey, I have a lot of fun, don't you? And living with you is a ball of the time. Hey, beauty, when the mood gets you down, you bottomless fear dragging on the ground. That's when I gotta play the clown for ya. Black you look, baby, you kick your boots. Howdy, angel, where did you hide your wings? Hello, shines over my horizon. She's a slice of heaven. Walk moonlight over my horizon. She's a slice of heaven.
We've got Tybo back. Now, I just want to, just before I, before Tybo comes back, Murray Ball, who created the great Foot Rot Flats, and we also lost John Clark, who he played one of the voices in that all over the shop. But that, are you still there, Tybo?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I was just saying that we did lose Murray Ball, who did Foot Rot Flats.
Running past me again, Murray Ball has died.
Yeah, he passed away.
I was just talking about the listening station at Menwith Hill, and I had a full breakdown. I mean, 3G packed in, everything. It just stopped. Sorry, go on, yeah.
And John Clark, actually, who... a famous two couple that and John Clark witticisms and it came.
Yeah, losing them all. Sorry, Rolla. I don't know about you, but I always liked Peter Cook. Even as a kid, when I didn't get it, you know, when I didn't understand it, I just there was something about him I liked.
Peter Cook was with the short piano player.
From Wales, yes. Yeah, Dudley Moore and Peter Cook. They were a team. They were, you know, one of those trip-off-your-tongue teams, a double act in that sense. What was it all about? I don't really know. And are we ever going to... A lot of YouTube still left. But they were the concerns of the 60s, you know, satire... was a form of, if it wasn't protest, I don't know how it fitted in. But, you know, being able to have a little bit of a laugh and a joke at the establishment, possibly even, you know, exaggerating some of these colonel blimps, was a way of, you know, society's dealing with things. I suppose it all was. The Greeks are the great dramatists, aren't they? So it's probably got some kind of history in Greek, you know, it's got history. There's a history to it, and but for some reason I like Peter Cook. And thinking back on it now, I didn't know why at the time, because it was like, well, maybe he was a bit odd looking, or I don't know why I liked him out of the double act. Why I liked him more than I liked the other guy, if you see what I mean. But I think all double acts, you have to be, you make a choice. You can't like them equally, can you? And I liked him based on the characters that he must have done. And it was kind of live television. They were on sketches, on shows. Barry Humphries, one of the, fuck, man, we've not even mentioned him. I know you don't want to go anywhere near EGI, Rolo, nowhere near it. But come on. Dame Edna, he's the best.
Dame Edna Everidge, oh yeah. Hello, Possum!
He's got a proper pair of bollocks, that man, isn't he?
Well, look, I hate to be...
A party pooper?
A party pooper. My wife has said I can only...
Well, we haven't played any music,
have 10 minutes, 10 minutes, say. 10 minutes. This last 10 minutes count.
Well, what were they... Sorry?
To say it now, because you can my wife, because my voice is so loud.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
has to get up in the morning.
Well, kick her out. Put her on the street roller. We can't stop Radio Rolo halfway through just because you want to go to sleep. Woman, what's the matter with you? Give her some cocaine. Sorry, I'm being familiar again. How is she, the missus? All right.
Yeah, she's fine. But I'm going to say, I'll have to whisper.
Did it become a bit much then, Radio Rolo, for her? Because, you know, when you were doing it weekly, it must have been a bit of messing about with the domestic. How's the dog? How's the gollywog? The doggy.
My friend died. That was the thing that upset me the most.
Yeah.
Joking about death at Christmas time.
Well, it happens.
And Scotty dropped dead.
You said, was he a friend of both of yours, or more your friend than her friend?
Good friend. Yeah.
Friend of the family, yeah?
In that school. Way. No,
that's what I mean. Because, I've had a couple of relationships. You know, you choose over your friends. You choose your wife over your friends sometimes, don't you? Or vice versa, you know? It's happened in a few relationships of mine. I thought, well, you know, he's me pal. I don't care what you're saying. He's me pal. And so some friends you don't share, do you? You know, you share some friends. And you don't like some of her friends. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people now and again.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, it's like, well, I always got on with it. Yeah, but your mate's gone. Like, close, pal. Yeah, I know what it feels like, my old mate Kenny, when he went. You know, I'm...
empty feeling, and it's something that...
He's got three kids, though. That's the killer, isn't it? How old are the kids, Rob? How old are the kids?
They're still, it's teens.
Crikey, yeah. Old man's gone. Mind you.
It was.
Yeah. Can't hear you, mate. I can't hear what's happening.
Okay, I don't want to get too personal.
No, you don't have to. I mean, you know, it's the people, you know, but you can make it up if you like. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
We try to be as truthful as we can, but...
look on Anzac's Day, buddy. You know, you could have been in a trench with him and both got your head blown off, couldn't you? You know, it's all dealing with it. Yeah, kids. Well, try and be as useful to the kids as you can. You know, I mean, I don't know. How do you ever talk about it?
When it comes to talking to people, psychologists, like I spoke to John LeBlanc, I spoke to... And I spoke to Ab for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours the other day.
Yeah, I listened. I mean, I'm glad you're back because, you know, at least you were there. At least you were doing something. At least you were keeping us up to date with what is going on in fakeology. As Ab said, he says you could read the site out if you wanted to, you know. And I think that's just as valid as anything, you know, for somebody to listen to because, you know, us joking apart and all that and... What was it Uninstall called it? It's gone trap radio, right? Well, of course it's a bit like that. Of course it is, but it's about the first time it's ever happened in the world as far as I can work out. You know, I mean, AM radio, very much so, but that was very much of a licensed thing. You bought the rig, you got the license, you went through the rules. You had to go through the rules. You can't just have people spreading this, that and the other. You know, so really it's a very important thing to keep rolling. Now, today's, I've just looked in there, it's a video, short summation. Who's at the top, somebody at the bottom, everybody in the middle, and nobody knows who's in charge, right? Now, we could listen to that. I'd like to do that. We could listen to it. Man, we ain't going to trample
over. Unfortunately.
We could listen to the bullshit, you know, perhaps we'd see the bullshit. But I was open.
My wife's giving me the wind-up right now. She's twiddling her finger around.
Can't you go to a cafe? Haven't you got the app?
No, it's like 11 o'clock at night and...
You've done some later shifts than that.
Hey, typo.
Yes, mate.
I love talking to you, man, and I really do.
Well, we need some other people now, really, because I can't get my head around these things. I like to listen. you know, I listened to Reboot and Christianity. I've listened to it twice, bits of it, you know. He's being earnest. He's trying to do, John, at least the Dino Skeptic thing's underway now. It's going. It's happening. Some of these others, you know, they're intense. Some of the people that you subscribed to in the past, Rolo, you know, a bit of an update. That's kind of how I see it, you know. Anyway, I don't know what to say.
Well, look, let me just...
Hold on. Now we've got a new innovation as well. Sorry about this, Rolo. Honestly, there's a new innovation. On the hour, you get the bell. Honestly, it happens. On the hour, and it's got to be coming up soon. And it'll go, you are listening to Radio Fakeologist for another hour and a half, if you ain't lucky. Switch off now. Bit like your video. Unsubscribe now.
All right. Well, look, I'm just going to play this to go out with me. Okay. You can continue on. And if other people come in and you want to have a chat, well, I have to...
Rolo, here, look, this is what I think you should actually do now, right? I don't unmute anything. You ask people, you know, ask people to come and do more or less what we're doing. It should be all right if they're online and they're, you know, and they've been verified and approved. I don't know how the recording works. I don't know whether, if a light just pops up, I can listen at the phone live stream, because I'm still listening through Fakeologist. I've got it, the playlist, and I listen through VLC. I don't know how you listen.
Yeah, I use VLC as well. Yeah, I have to go because, look, I love Chris. A day here, and whether in war or not, I think celebration, commemoration, whatever word you use, I think their deaths is one of the things, and I'll never stop saying that. And people, Tony Blair, people like John Howard, people like George W. Bush, that, you know, this bloody 9/11 bullshit that we were given is the most war propaganda, and keeping war going in this day and age when we can all talk to one another. And they should all be in jail for the rest of their lives. Here we go. I'm going out with this. Red gum. I was only 19.
Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal. From cadets. Then was the next to tour, and it was me who drew the card. We did Canungra. Shoal water before we left. We'll line the footpaths as we march down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. Me 19. Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Newy Dat. I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. Made our tents a home VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep. The night time's just a jungle dark and a sparking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. C-19. Weak operation. When each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself. But you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then it got almighty raw. And Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me.
Jane. Frankie, drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour wreck leave in Bungtown. You'll hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came in a bloody row. The legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears, and the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me. 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. 19.
Well, that was Roland. Was he real or was he fake? Vote now. Hit that button. Sounded like Roland, didn't it? Didn't sound like his wife, though. Telling him to wind up at 11 o'clock. It's not like Krista. It's not like you, Krista. Mind you, Anzac's Day and all, mate. Probably been a busy day. Round at the Radio Roland Treehouse. Oh, I don't know what we were going on about then. Well, it was nice, very reassuring for me to talk to Rolo then. Seems to debrief me on a couple of topics. My stance on all that carry on. Well, I think fucking Pfizer's buzzing the north. What is it? Which coast is it? Hang on, let me work it out. I don't know. He said the east coast, didn't he? I bet you that's cold. Oh, no, I don't know. It's the other side of the world, whatever I know. Yeah, getting buzzed by fighters. Australian Air Force fighters waking you up. Get up! Sounds like day! Anyway, it's all over now. Except for just saying do. It's all beginning again. Perhaps they get to have it twice. Good God. Yeah, the machine. Well, I suppose there's plenty of evidence for much of it was faked. But that secret will have gone to the grave with most of them, I suppose. Now it'll all be, I believe. Well, that's a shame. Ronald has gone. Seems I'm still in the audio chat live stream. Signifies nothing. Especially seeing as Firefox is asking for a fucking update. You got no chance. Not today, Firefox. Well, that's how we know. He's gone. Ronald has gone. So we never got into, it doesn't matter. So we'll see where we go. And what we did. I missed a bit because when I was going to get my exact location, well, not that exact, but I will be in a pub near, I will be appearing in a pub quite close to this, probably at lunchtime, if you'd like to come and assassinate me for any of the views I've expressed so far. Unreasonable, no need for assassination. As long as we don't see it coming. I didn't see Rolo going for a start, so I just wish he'd just gone to the fridge and come back. Can't believe it. Christ, mind you, what day is it for them? Snow here again in April. That'll teach your new gardeners who put your seeds out a bit too early. Phil! I had a frost last night, so beware. Mother Nature will get you and Wilco's seed packets, £1.20 fucking nine. Mind you, it must be dearer in America. Fucking shitloads of them as well. Bit too early for getting your seed collecting packs in order. But, well, it might not be in the other, is it hemisphere? I don't know. The other, where Rolo lives anyway, that way. If I keep going that way, I could get there. But I'd have to watch the dragons in between. But when I did, if I did, mind you, it'd probably be bloody winter again by then. It don't matter. That's when you need to collect your seeds. Some people insist on the first frost. Others insist on picking them 10 now. I'll never know, but life has the will to. Anyway, I wouldn't put anything out till May the 1st. And even then you could be in the lap of the gods, as it were. Just get a frost. Imagine getting a frost in June. Fucking hell, everybody could die. But that's enough for the gardening tips. Rollo, have you gone to the fridge? I hope you have. Because I'm going to put Billy Bragg on for you. I want to talk about it. Well, I didn't want to talk. Perhaps that's why you can't broadcast any longer. Talking about sexual conquest 20 years ago on Anzac's Day. To complete strangers, Rollo. Because you don't like that kind of thing. Fucking hell, it's going to snow now. Can't believe that, can you? Good. Stop all those low-flying jets. If Rolo's still there. Oh, no, this is a live stream. Anyway, I'm in here, so I might as well. Well, I'd encourage anybody who's in the room, as it were, verified and not verified. Zell Sushi. I'd like to have a word with him about his avatar. Does it suit? I don't know who it is, unless it's him. Lumberjack Greg. He's always around. How you doing, Lumberjack? Just shorten it to Jack, eh? Jack Greg. That's better. Rebooting Christianity. He's been around for a while. Well, only 2,000 years. First couple of hundred years, piece of piss. All when it got bitter through 17th century. So, probably only been around since then. No. Probably only been around for a couple of months, really. I think it's just hibernating. Oh, no. And that was interesting. That was interesting. I'd like to do that. If Rona was here, I could ask him. We could editorial on air if you were on air, Rona. We would stop taking advice from, well, no advice. Just go to bed. Just go to sleep. Go back to sleep, Rona. Why don't you? Christy, he's awake. He's wide awake. He can't go back to sleep. Every now and again, now he's found his way to the room. Now he's found his way into the stream. Rolo should be here. I think, anyway. Then I could tune in. I could get on with... Look, you could do a lot more cleaning if your husband was on the radio. He wouldn't be getting in the way, would he? He wouldn't be getting under your feet. Let's face it, he gets under your feet. How can he get under your feet? With just a pair of headphones, a mic. You'll have to move the fridge, yes. Stop going to... Just move the fridge a little bit closer to the microphone, Rona. And then you won't get under creep. I forget whether it's Chrissy or Christine. Mrs. Rona. Yes. Don't be so familiar with... I'm not being familiar. But, I think it's a... Well, I'll keep my thoughts to myself. And I'll try and describe the weather. There's a front coming from somewhere. And... the hill is engulfed, and it started off nice today as well. That's one of the problems you have, living on the side of an hill. It's not even a fucking mountain. It's one of them soft, rolly things. Roller, hark at me. Shame, really. Who's China? We'd tell us to make it more interesting. Oh, crop circles. Yes. If you're thinking of going and hoaxing any crop circles in fields of rapeseed, I'll put the button Sethy. Fields of rapeseed, I repeat. No, I won't. Now's the time to go and do it because it's overcast. There's a thick mist and should give you about half an hour cover. And if you can do a big picture of Rolo in a field or animal. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to him about. Oh, our avatar, mate. I like that. I've got to say, as I do like animal. I like it. But there again, I wasn't overexposed to it as a child, so I have no preconceived what animal's supposed to do or what he did do. I was so glad I never watched. what was it called? and the Muppets. Sundays, I used to put it on Sundays. So then I commissioned it here. It was on the ITV, the ATV, which was commercial television. Don't know. Puppets. Those Czechoslovakian ones that the BBC used to put on, black and white. Ugh, they were a bit tedious. But, you know, layered. Finds a man. You don't see too many silhouettes now. Oh, you must do. You should get out more often, Chris. Must be lots of stuff. Cirque du Soleil, whatever that is. I wouldn't know. I'm no historian of these things. But I remember going to see, and they, very similar. They used to juggle chainsaws and stilts. And, what the fuck were they called? Anarcho. Circus Anarchy or something. I don't know. And they may well have used the Millennium Dome site just before it became Millennium Dome. Or not. No, that might be a bit of a stretch of the imagination. You might be confusing times and places there, Chris. Yes, I know that. No, don't do it. Trying to focus. Where's Rolo? You can't focus without Rolo. And the Cirque du Soleil kind of grew out of them, I think. And one of the reasons they stopped the original anarcho circus doing stuff is because one of the borough councils wouldn't insure the audience or something. It used to drive like London buses full of fire. Very Burning Man, very proto, all that kind of thing, early doors. And look what became Cirque du Soleil. Never seen one, could have done. I was against it because, as I say, I thought it was the soft option for the original one that I witnessed, which was a bit of a witness. But there again, you don't get out enough. You've said that twice now, Chris. Keep walking, you might end up in Australia. No, Rono's gone. So we can't play any tunes. But I'll put one in the chat room. Who on earth is the Top Hat guy? That's what we need to know on Radio, the Rolo Thursday. I think it's just gone to the fridge, surely. Can't be gone forever. That was short and sweet. Well, it wasn't that sweet. That's a bit of an odd taste in my mouth. I don't know. I'll have to listen back. Voice connected no longer. Yes, there it is. It went red. And then it went green again. Just see if Billy Bragg is available. Ring him up. I bet he's busy. I bet if I type in Billy Bragg, it'll go, Billy Bragg is busy. Honest. Just have a quick interview with you, Billy. Where did you get that shirt from? I had one like that. I haven't got it anymore. I want another one. Can I buy it? See if this peaks. Are we peaking? You got no feedback? Quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. DJI. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. They're not connected. Probably muggy. Once played for where it was in Belgrade. So today's meme is thinking Russian. Possibly. Been left stranded again. No Rolo. I'd like to know if anybody cares. I don't know. I don't care if you don't care. Do you care? I don't care if you care. What do you care about? I don't care. Okay, I'm glad I had that though. Didn't care for it to begin with, but now I'm so happy about it. And on Anzac Day as well. That fridge gone off. Thank fuck for that. Well, Rolo, you seem to have gone. Doesn't seem to be anything going on. There's no way of doing a sound check. So one of Shane's. I haven't even heard the bell yet. And I like to, the whistle and the bell. No, what's going on when we hear those? Strange, isn't it? So I would look over the site, really, until somebody turns. I don't know what time of day it is in the world. Well, I do. It's about 1 o'clock here. Oh, it's better than that. It's 14:14. And the 20 there. I don't know that, does it? Don't make any sense. Right, let's see if we can do this, Chris. And don't drag that piano over as well, whatever it is. Might be able to have a bit of a sing-song. If you're in the mood for a sing-song about any of the topics we've mentioned, take that cigarette out, you man. It'll be mentioned so far, then feel free to do what? Not just feel free. Oh, we could play some Yann Irvin. You're only joking, aren't you? Of course I am. Don't do that, Chris. What? Stop talking to yourself as well. People think you're stupid. You are. I know that. Right, yeah, I put that in then. Crikey, what do you... Oh, yeah. No, I've forgotten about it. Oh, yeah. Asking questions about dinosaur nonsense. How do you do that? You go to... Oh, bloody YouTube, I suppose, again. Ah, you need the link. Just find the link somewhere. You find the link. Okay, I'm going to find the link there. Email us at radio31. Because otherwise, I'm going to have to go to the pub. No time for sleeping. We've got a fuzz box and we're going to use it. How about that? Would you like to listen to that? Dear listener. I'll put that in the link while I go and do something. I'm going to do some trans investigation of my own. Let's see if that works. Anybody streaming in a minute, just let us know, because there'll be no point. I'm not trying to spoil anything. I'm trying to use the, whatever we're calling it, to, it's, you know, use it for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. One of the right reasons is Rolo should be here, and I should be muted. One of the wrong reasons is I'm not muted, and I'm still here. Rolo's had to go to bed. Something. I don't know what he's going to do in the morning. I don't know. That's what he did. It's probably on Anzac Day anyway. Anzac Day probably doesn't start for them till. It's probably, I don't know. Shame. He deserves a medal himself, rather. A proper psychologist medal. Oh. I'll try. Well, I don't know. Fucking hell. Bit of whippy jet. That's about as close as I'll ever get to. There we go. Sending a small bit of Whitby jet with no fossils in it at all. There aren't any fossils. Can't burn it. Has no BTUs, no calorific value. Worthless. But for some reason, people loved it. Edwardians did. And then you used to have shitloads of it, drawers full of it. Firefox wants another bloody update. I've told it later, mate, later. Rolo! Where have you gone? No feedback at all. Well, we could play around. I'd like to. I'd very much like to play around. I'm about to get all my apps lined up, see if they work, see if everything becomes fully interactive. I don't want to go surfing, that'd be a waste of time. Although, I do admire people who can surf. I think if we're waves were my only friends, I'd be a surfer too. But luckily, I never stood for the shit. So. Ah! Phone call. Thanks for calling. Please excuse me while I go and get this important phone call. I'll be playing. We've got a fuzz box and we're going to use this. 2, 3, 4.
Is this the real life? This is just fantasy. Caught in a landscape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no.
Now you're messing about with transgender issue. I'll be back after this talk. 1-2, 1-2. Well, that was now being put on the phone. Oh, they're ringing again. For fuck's sake. I told you, we're busy. I'm waiting for Rolo to get back to the fridge. I'm having a lot of trouble. I haven't got my cats here, so.
That'd probably be the cats on the phone. I don't know how to answer. Hello?
Hello? Hello, all right. Yeah, yeah. I felt... Yeah, she was a bit odd. I've gave her some chapo. She wouldn't eat any of that. No, she wouldn't eat any of it at all. And so I gave her a bit of chappy. She's all right. She was fretting a bit last night. Yeah, and just standing by the door. She wouldn't go to sleep. She's just standing by the door. But she's been all right. She's all right now. She's having a lie down. Yeah, I'm not picking her up and all that because I don't want to let her leave. But no, she's all right. She's kind of worth it. But yeah, she might be able to eat it now. Have you left your pills here, your tablets? Have you got tablets on the top of the toaster? Have you left them there? No. Oh, yeah, the plane, yeah, of course, the pressure. Did you put one of those stockings on? Yeah, but you should have put one of those anti-thing ones on. Yeah. Oh, gee, you were tired anyway. Yeah. What's the weather like? Yeah, but you are knackered anyway, aren't you, Beryl? Go on. Good. Have a nice holiday. Well, you've only been there 2 minutes. You probably need to live on a plane. You should live on a plane then. It's probably the flight. Oh, yeah. Were you there all day yesterday then? Just mean the warm air, mate. Yeah, of course, yeah. But it does work, doesn't it? So shiny. Yeah. Fair enough. Lovely. Well, yeah, we just had hail here. It was frosty this morning. And then it got a bit, it snowed a little bit for about 30 seconds. And that's it, it's gone now. Yeah, weird. Not too hot, not too cold now. Nice and dry. Well, I tell you what, I felt god awful yesterday. I felt awful yesterday. I had a bit too much to drink, but I just felt awful and I couldn't fucking move me back. Terrible. I lay on the floor. That's nice. Nah, yeah, I couldn't imagine what you mean. No, but the dogs are all right. I saw the tablets left on the toaster. Oh, I just thought, I don't blame you, but I thought you left them, so that's all right. No, I won't, no, she's all right, she don't know what's going on. Oh, first time she's gone to a bed, she's gone to a bed. Hey, I'm going to have a chat with her again. Oh, that's on the phone. She don't know what's going on, do you? Hey, where are you? She's on the phone. Yeah. But she's the first time she's gone to a bed. Come on, go back to bed now. Go on, you've had a good sleep. Yeah, first time she got in there after she heard. Go on then, get to sleep. Go get her. All right then. She's a hector. She's on a plane. She's playing now. She don't know what's going on the front. You don't know about the front, do you? No. Yeah, well, cats are stupid. I've got stupid cats. Never learned a stupid dog. Yeah. That's the old cat. Yeah. I don't know. No, just in there. Yeah. Funny, isn't it? It come and move you. Yeah, get up with you. Funny, isn't it? Okay, I'll speak to you later. Yeah, what are you doing now? Are you ringing off a home phone, or are you ringing off a mobile home phone? So if I, because I couldn't answer it the first time, I don't know how to answer it. I didn't know. But if I just ring this last number, so if nobody else rings now, I can redial on this number if the house burns up. Okay then. What have I got to check about this boiler anyway? Okay, all right. No, I'm just saying, you said that it made noises and stuff, so. No, it's off, but I'm just saying it made noises. I haven't done any of that stuff. Yeah. Oh. And you got to mess about with it. Okay. All right then. See you later. Tell her. Shoes. So, yeah, I want slippers. Anything leathery nice, but not silly things that are no good. But, you know, something that will last a bit. I'll have a... Well, yeah, I could even have a belt, couldn't I? Anything a bit leathery, aren't I? If it's cheap. Only if it's cheap. Well, as I say, something that's a bit nice, yeah, something a bit tasty. I don't want shoes, no, I'm all right for shoes. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, whatever you see, but don't pay an arm and a leg. You'll probably be able to get it from Matalan anyway. All right, see you later. Bye.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, there's nobody there. Oh, that was Adam on the phone. What happened? Oh, come on now, Chris. Get rid of this. You just have to reboot. Shut down.
This is Uninstall Media, and you are uninstalling the media's malware of the mind with Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.